one spring afternoon in 1919, the impresario Diaghilev and Stravinsky were strolling in the Place de la Concorde when Diaghilev proposed that the composer take a look at some 18th-century scores and orchestrate them for a ballet. Stravinsky later recalled, "When he said that the composer was Pergolesi, I thought he must be deranged." What he knew of Pergolesi he didn't like, but when he leafed through the unfamiliar scores, he was interested in what he found. The result was the ballet Pulcinella, the first of Stravinsky's neoclassical compositions. Musically, it is far removed from his Rite of Spring, which 6 years previously had caused a riot with jarring dissonances and ritualistic rhythms. For Pulcinella, Stravinsky reworked the Baroque scores, leaving the original bass lines and melodies, but changing rhythms, orchestrations, and inner harmony. Again, there was an outcry, this time that the composer had deserted modernism, renounced his true Russian heritage, and committed a sacrilege against classical works. But the ballet was a success, a coming together of artistic forces, including Picasso, who did the scenery and costumes. Stravinsky described the composition as his discovery of the past, the epiphany through which the whole of his late works became possible. He also made the dry comment that Pulcinella was the only work of Pergolesi's that he really liked. What he didn't know was that very few of the scores in that pile were by Pergolesi. Instead, they were by little-known Baroque composers and had all been misattributed to Pergolesi. Later, serious research into the music of Pergolesi discovered that of the 330 works attributed to him, only 30 were actually by Pergolesi. I love the bright and cheerful overture to Pulcinella, which is based on Domenico Gallo's Trio Sonata No. 1 in G. It's played here by City of London Sinfonia, conducted by Richard Hickox. That was the overture to Stravinsky's Pulcinella. The City of London Sinfonia was conducted by Richard Hickox. To listen to this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.